Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And we're here once again to do some special healings for everyone. So there's nothing for you to do. The Creation Light Shift will do it for you with the divine light beings. And this is where Jesus resides and all the masters, saints, and angels that are in the light, working for the light. And this is where you were actually created. Your spirit has come from the light ship at some point in time, and now you're out here having this experience on the earth plane. So we're going to be doing some special healings again, and our theme is for Christmas, basically, and we're bringing in Jesus' energy quite often here. So what we're going to first do is an entity clearing. This is standard for all the calls that we try to get on now to help people to get rid of these little Klingon energies that are around you. They come to you and attach to you, so this is very beneficial. So here we go. We're working with your left leg, first of all. And if you wanted to tune in, you may actually feel energies leave it. I used to do full body healings at once, but some people requested that they wanted to actually feel the energy. So this is how we're doing it now. So left leg, we're clearing it away. And naturally, when your spirit comes in, you may feel a little bit heavy. And you may also feel these energies actually leave you during this process here. So when your spirit comes in, you may start to feel some tingles and warmth in your leg or different parts of your body. Now we're bringing in your spirit, doing a what you might call a soul retrieval, and bringing back these fragments that left in the pain and trauma and fear, anxiety, you know, the negative aspects here of duality that we should not be experiencing here. And here we go. On a count to 10, as you come more into your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to be doing your other leg, your right leg. So taking away entities from that. And here we go. Your spirit is also helping with this. It resides in your heart center. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and now we're going to be working with your hip joints and your pelvis area. So here we go. Turn away more entities there. Remember, if you have a pinched nerve, like in your leg or something, entities attached to that, it can bring you more pain. And also, they prevent healing from occurring. So here we go. More of you is coming into your body now. And your spirit is completely healed from the traumas, whatever reason it was that it had to leave you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to do your internal organs, everything below the neck. So here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm kind of speeding this up here. And now we're going to do your neck energy. So if you have any problems with your neck, just kind of concentrate on that. Then we'll do your shoulders and arms after this one here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to work on your left arm and clearing away entities out of that. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Right arm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And now we're going to be doing your head itself. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And Sylvia, it looks like the bar graph on the QuickTime is a little bit low on mine. So maybe you could see if BBS could turn up the volume a little bit. So
okay.
Here we go. Doing some more of your head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to work with your crown chakra here. And we had some requests for this also. Taking away the dark side energies that are attaching to your crown chakra. So again, here we go. Taking these away, and I'll count to 10 again. Light's just going to be taking these away from you right now. So So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, that looks good now on the bar graph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And, boy, a lot of stuff there. So we're going to first work, let's just divide this in four sections. So we'll take the energy coming from the front of you straight down, okay? This will be the front of your head coming straight down into your crown, and then we'll go to the right side and back and left. So you may want to focus on this to see how it feels. So here we go, releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll go to the right side of you. And releasing again here, these dark side energies that are probably used for mind control or controlling your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, numbing you out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now the back side. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now the left side. So here we go. And a lady asked Sandra about the messenger. Yeah, this is a fast chat that you're on right now. And this is how we respond to phone calls. We don't really accept phone calls because they just take too long for people. So we'd like to just to do this here. So here we go. Left side. Focusing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now let's do everything together in unison right now. So here we go, all these energies attached to your crown that we may have missed here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. One, perfect, that feels good to me. Okay, now we're going to do the chakra alignment for everyone. So we'll go to the heart center first, reposition that, perfect, throat, good, third eye is a little off in some people here, there we go. Now if your third eye gets off, you probably had a psychic attack done to you or some, you know, energy coming to your body that caused this to happen to you. Here we go, perfect. Okay, now we're going down to your power chakra below the heart center. Good, okay, now we're going lower to the second chakra. Good. And first chakra. Good. We'll do an opening now. I'll use the word spin to open up the chakras. There'll be body width for you. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going down to the power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, I'll just let you sit for maybe a half a minute here and just kind of feel the energies in your body, and then we'll do the mind to heart drop. Okay, so if you want to visualize your forehead, your awakening consciousness, your ego body, your ego self, whatever word you want to use there, the thoughts that you have that are controlling your life that goes, you know, inside of your head all the time, I'm going to drop this energy down into your heart center. Remember, this is a special energy body, and it has to surrender to the heart so you can get your spiritual guidance. Your spiritual guidance never comes in through your head. That's why during the ascension time, the mind energy is turned off completely. Because that is basically, in a sense, the dark side, because if it wasn't, if it was in the light 100%, you would not need a spirit. And so it's kind of obvious, since your mind is normally controlling us, and at that point, we're not connected to our heart center. So here we go. Dropping down, think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is the heart. We're dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, now if you're new to the show, scroll down under Creation, Lightship, Healing. Just click on it. And scroll down underneath the beautiful blinking flower there, the bulbous blossom, and you're going to see the light beam. And the light beam we're going to activate right now. And because it's Christmas time, we'll bring in the energy of baby Jesus. So this will be different. It'll be a very pure energy, innocent energy. And here he comes. So kind of watch the photograph, the picture on your screen. And here comes baby Jesus of energy. So here it is. So I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. Remember, the energy has to be commanded. That's why I count numbers when I do the healings. So here we go. And I'll use stronger this time here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So this energy is going to be with us for the whole show here. And we'll just see how you perceive this in your heart center. In fact, I'll just put some music on momentarily here so you can enjoy this wonderful energy of Jesus coming through the light being here.
Welcome, everyone, and our theme for this week is peace on earth and finding peace in this beautiful holiday season. And it's, you know, important for all of us. We need to take the time to find peace in the midst of all of the hustle and bustle of this very busy time of year. and for each of us to be heart-centered and filled with the love of our divine spirit. You know, it's easy to get distracted by all the activities going on and the gift-giving and all of that fun stuff, but it's important for us each to have the opportunity to really get ourselves, you know, remind ourselves of the true meaning of this time and to get into our hearts. And so to assist us with that, today we're going to bring in some peace energy from the Croatian Lightship and a host of angels and some other beautiful energies. So we'll get started right away with that, and we'll also try to take the time to answer any fast chat questions that you have. I see we do have one. Maybe we'll take that up right now, which is, did Jesus' disciples, did they all ascend, or are they still incarnating? So, Ron, do you have any idea about that?
I know that at that time they did ascend during the universal shift, yes. Most people did not ascend, but there were people that had the teachings of Jesus and they knew about the ascension. So, yes, those people did ascend. Are they incarnating now? I would think that they possibly are, but I don't have that information. I'm only in the healing aspect. I have information from the past of Jesus' life because I was in his body doing the healings, but as far as what's happening right now, I'd have to go up there and ask and just see, but I'm pretty sure that they more than likely are coming down here to help change some of the energies here, but I can't say that 100%. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, if anyone else has a question or a request that they'd like to post, you can just go onto the fast chat and do that. That's the easiest way to communicate with us during the program. And let's see, over to you, Ron, for bringing in the peace energy from the Lightship.
Okay, so if you'd like to scroll down a little bit further on the scroll bar, we'll bring up the Creation Lightship insignia. This is what all the doctors on the Lightship actually wear on their uniforms. It was called, used the term lab coat. That's kind of a little more with our terminology here. And they have it, this light insignia is just above the wrist on each arm on the lab coat, and also on one of their pockets that they have over their left side on the top. And all the people on the Lightship are actually wearing this that are like us, we'll say humanoid type of beings. So here we go. We're going to bring in the peace energy now. And you may watch that insignia change as we change frequencies here. So here comes the peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just sit back and kind of relax here. You can also ask the peace energy for healing. Remember, these are all heart energies. And we'll put some music on and let you experience this divine energy of peace. Thank you. back over to you again.
Okay, well, a wonderful energy for this time would be the host of angels.
Okay, so I think we're going to divide these in half here, so to speak, and we're going to have the male energy come in, and this will be interesting. So here comes the male energies, that would be angels. So here we go, and they'll again come in through the creation lightship insignia. Open your heart up, and here comes the male energy. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Yeah, it is strong, boy. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, and just kind of experience this energy now. Remember, these are all heart-based energies. And you can feel it in your heart center now. Thank you. it back over to you.
Oh, that was wonderful. So, let's see. For those of you listening, you might know, some of you, if you've been with this program for a little bit, that Ron does a wonderful 4-hour healing session every month, once a month, the third Saturday of the month usually. And you can participate in this from wherever you are in the world by just a phone call. And it's a 4-hour healing session on the Creation Lightship. And part of that time there is devoted to ascension preparation and other healing aspects. And this past Saturday, the 15th, we had a wonderful 4-hour healing session. And one of the things that the light beings were doing was a heart healing. And it was just absolutely wonderful. So we're going to do a sampling of that here for you today, so you can experience that and experience one of the things that was on this 4-hour call, in case it's something that you would like to participate in this coming January. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so we're going to release some of the traumatic situations, experiences out of your heart. I think this place on the earth here is very difficult to stand that love energy, and a lot of times people get hurt being in love energy a lot. So as people kind of get, you know, people trample you basically and cause poor negative things in your life. So here we go. Just think of your heart now, and if you wish, you can put your hand over your heart, and we're now going to do some clearing for you. So take away the negative situations and traumas, energy, cordings, etc., that attach to you at this time. So they want us to do the chakra clearing. So 6 chakra. We're just doing a lot of clearings right now on it here, just to release it. Okay, 5th chakra. And here we go. And 4th. There we go. And 3rd. And 2nd. And 1st. Okay. So that doesn't feel too complete to me for some people out there. So we're going to take relationship heart healings right now. So I'll just count from 1 to 10 here as we clear it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And how's that, Sylvia? Should we do some more on that, or what's your intuition telling you?
Feels like maybe we need some more.
We'll do something here on just loving yourself. How does that sound, Sylvia?
Sounds good.
Okay, so this will be self-love here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll just say another attribute of the heart healing might be just joy. Joy in your heart. And that might be kind of like maybe beaten out of you or something, where you've had trouble. So let's work with joy in the heart area. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, I guess the volume dropped again, looks like Sylvia. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that was joy. And we'll do one now on, let me think here. Boy. If anybody wants to bring one forward on the fast chat, you can here. Joy and I guess since all energies can be attracted and attached, we're going to do one on the opposite. We'll do hatred. people who really hate things, and that's still attached to your heart center. So remember, energy has to be transformed, transmuted, otherwise it stays the same. So here we go. And that sounds like a proper thing to do, but this may help out a lot of people. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do another healing here. And we're going to take away, some people have trouble with Christmas time. Maybe a loved one passed away and you're used to seeing them every Christmas and they're no longer with you. So we're going to do a clearing with this here. So this will be just loved ones at Christmas time that may be not in your life. It could be a divorce. It could be anything. But there is memory from the past. And this can cause to a lot of hardship here. So, and heart pain. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, do you want to see what else we should do here?
Well, can we bring in the 12 source energies from the creation light ship to people's hearts?
Okay, so we'll do these one at a time here. So we'll bring in divine source energy number one. It'll come in through the lightship insignia. And here it comes. So let's invoke it here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll put some music on here so you can just experience one of the energies that created you. Divine source energy number two. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And again, this is heart-based energy connecting to your heart center. Okay, now we'll do divine energy number three. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Source energy number four. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. My volume is dropping again here somewhat. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
Ron, they can boost your volume. Ron.
Enjoy this wonderful heart-based connection. Energy number five. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Divine source energy number 6. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. A divine source energy number 7. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Thank you. Okay, I'll bring in divine energy number 8. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. This is divine energy number 8 coming. Coming in, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Number 10 is going to come in right now. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Coming in right now. Was coming in. Thank you. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, it is at the end of our hour, so we're just going to say good night to everyone, and thank you for being with us. And we will see you Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific. And let's see, if you want to mark your calendars real quick, we have the January 19th is the date of the next four-hour healing session. And also, I believe there's a special date on January 5th. Is that right, Ron?
Yes, on January 5th, we'll be bringing in the ascension energies that will be coming forth from the light ship for the next 12 months. So you're going to be able to experience them, see how they feel, and you can also, with that, sample your thoughts and see what you might want to do with those energies and how you can manifest something in your life with the energies to move you forward with your ascension process. So it'll be integration for you. So I guess our time is kind of closing. We have 1 hour conference calls on Mondays and Fridays at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. It's only $60. And if you're interested in furthering your healing and having more ascension energies come to you, this is a wonderful way to do that also. So I guess I'll be signing off here. So blessings to everybody and see you all later.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.
They're starting to. Maybe they